All he wanted was that his children would learn Torah, and every day he'd take them to the academy, and on that fine Shabbos, they were walking under the wall, and the wall collapsed on his two children. And that's where we left off last time. His father looks, the father looks at the wall, and he realizes there is no chance that his children are alive. But it's Shabbos. But such a huge wall, and his children are under all those boulders, there's no way they're alive. But it's Shabbos. So he walks into shul, and he prays his prayer, and he doesn't say a word, because you can't pain people on Shabbos. Deep inside his heart, he's weeping. He just lost the apple of his eye. All his years, he didn't have children. Finally, he had these two children. But he doesn't say a word, because how could he pain other people? It's Shabbos. He knows that he just lost his two children, but he can't share that information with anyone else. He comes home, and his wife sees him for the first time coming home from shul without the kids. And she says, "Where are the kids? Why'd you leave him? You never left them alone before in shul." And he says, "Well, there's a guy in shul who I trust as though it was me watching them. And I left them in his care." So she pushes and she nudges and she says, "You know that big Talmud Chacham, he convinced me that I should let them eat with him today." So they went to his house to eat the Shabbos meal. "Tonight I'll go and pick him up. Don't worry." So they sit down for the meal. And this fantastic sage doesn't say a word. He can't hurt his wife. It's Shabbos. What right does he have to inflict pain on his wife? And he goes back to shul to daven mincha, and he comes back home, and his wife sees him without the kids. And she says, "What's wrong? Tell me. Have you lost them? Have they died?" And he didn't want to tell her. Why should she go crazy? And she says, "Master, I'm asking you one thing." She says, "What do you want?" He says, "What do you want?" She says, I have a question I have to ask you." And he stands there waiting for her question. And we'll pick up here next time.